The halls of Evergreen Elementary School are dark, but the gray indoor-outdoor carpeting smells faintly of soap. It's been freshly shampooed in preparation for the start of classes next week on August 30th.
We're working on the gyms where, we've been storing things lately.
This will be Bill Burr's first year as Wrangell Public Schools superintendent. He started the job on July 1st.
We're ready to go, we hope. For all the shining faces on Monday.
Or more precisely, shining eyes. Students and staff will be required to wear masks while indoors at all three schools, regardless of vaccination status. Mandatory masking in the schools was a point of controversy last year.
I don't think anybody is overjoyed at masks in general.
Burr says that a community survey asking for input on the district's mitigation policies came back mixed. About half of respondents said they wanted masking to be optional. Another third said they preferred more strict masking policies. The school board ultimately decided to make masks mandatory all the time.
We are trying to do the safest thing for the students across the board. So It's a tough decision, and it's not without sleepless nights in trying to find where the best medium is to accommodate everyone.
Other than masking, though, Burr says many other aspects of the school day will be closer to what a school year looked like pre-pandemic.
We're trying to put some normalcy back into what would be recognized as a school day.
Staff won't be taking kids' temperatures, for one.
It was taking a great deal of time without as much benefit, and we'd really like the students to have as much educational time as possible.
And there won't be pods of students. They'll be in classes of pre-pandemic size with just 3 feet of distance, following guidelines from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
As long as students are at least 3 feet apart and masked, they're not considered close contacts, which is a huge change to last year.
The district is not requiring vaccinations for staff or eligible students.
We greatly encourage vaccinations for staff and any students that are eligible, the 12 through 18 for students, especially if they're traveling, which Wrangell community does travel. It's just a necessity for many people. So having a vaccination, it greatly is encouraged by the school, but it is not required at this point.
Burr explains that the district mitigation plan this year is basically just a slimmed-down, streamlined version of last year's policy, and it's subject to change, just like any district policy.
We will be looking at the mitigation plan again at the board meeting in September, where we'll be discussing any changes. Once students are back, we're going to have to adjust a few things, and masks will be discussed at that point.
Burr says there are about 190 students enrolled as of the beginning of this week, with more expected to sign up before school starts. That's already a higher district-wide enrollment than last year. During the first week of school in 2020, there were only about 160 students registered for in-person school in Wrangell. The district anticipates and budgeted around an enrollment of 225 students district-wide for the coming school year.
We have space for more students.
Wrangell is in the midst of its largest COVID-19 outbreak of the pandemic, with around 20 cases reported in the last week.
Hopefully the community and the school and everybody can work together and those cases will drop, and then we have a little more flexibility in what we do in our mitigation plan to meet the guidelines of both the American Pediatrics Association as well as the CDC.
But the school district is moving forward with preparations for in-person school. For Burr, it presents an exciting new experience, meeting the whole staff face-to-face, eye-to-shining eye, for the first time. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.